I've got a bone to pick with Pat Pagano.
And that is?
And Mother Nature. And Mother Nature. So last night, I have an amazing cat, Emma Cat, okay? Emma's the one that I have been fostering who, because her owner got sick, okay? And Emma is a cool cat. Lately, Emma was left alone in a house and only fed for a while there. And so she became scared of loud noises, and especially snowplows. So last night, Emma all of a sudden is missing in action. About 6:30, okay? She's hiding. Whenever she hides, you know why she hides, Pat? She knows that a loud truck is going to, when there's precipitation, there's going to be a loud truck coming up and down. She hides.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sure enough, about an hour after she did that, the sand truck went by. She's an amazing cat. But I walked out this morning. I couldn't get to my car. I have a dip from the road that goes down and then comes up right where I enter my house. It was completely frozen over because when the rain hit the ground didn't get above freezing, and I had ice. It was amazing. It took me a good 20 minutes to get to my car.
Right.
So
we mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't think it was going to be like ice like
that. Oh, solid ice.
Yeah. I didn't. But when the rain was hitting the ground, it was freezing.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so I got into work like 25 minutes late. So once I was trying to explain to people, when you get up in the early in the morning and you're used to doing things a certain way, when you lose 25 minutes, it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning's been a disaster.
Yeah, you can't afford it, right? You just can't afford it. It's not like another job, where you have other employees in and, they could sort of fill the gap, so to speak.
No.
We have to be here and we have to start, and that is it. That's what makes it stressful.
And we have our routines. We have our routines are set up after years. They're time-saving routines. Then they're the way we know how to do things.
Absolutely. You're right. And, today is going to be a partly cloudy, partly sunny day, brisk. We'll have highs in the low 40s. And then tonight, you're in the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A storm is going by to our south. It'll bring snow to North Carolina and the Virginia Capes. How about that? But not us. Tomorrow, low 30s. Then 10 to 15 tomorrow night. Mid-30s sunny on Friday. Mid-40s sunny on Saturday. 45 to 50 and sunny on Sunday.
The winter with a small W.
Let me tell you. A lot of places, if things don't change next week, a lot of places are going to mark this down as one of the least snowiest Februaries in recent history.
Well, it's not only that. We had a lot of cancellations in November, okay?
Right.
Snow and ice. In December, we had none, okay? So November, December had none. January had two or three. February has had one already because we had the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had like seven or eight storm centers, but literally four of them were in November.
Right. That's how a snow drought. Much of the country is really. That's the only way to put it. Let's see what happens if we make up for it. We'll be waiting and watching and letting you know. But in the meantime, sit back. It gets cold, but then it gets mild. The weekend should be very nice. You know, if anybody wants to do winter sports, it should be a perfect weekend for that. Except for ice fish, because a lot of the lakes and ponds are not.
You can just go out fishing.
You go out fishing, exactly. Yeah, that's what my friend David is doing up at the lake. They've canceled a fishing tournament twice so far because of no ice. But Anyhow, did I tell you that I can no longer upgrade my iMac because it's too old?
See, iMac, people say the wonderful thing about Apple and is this, but it's exactly right. You get to a point and you can no longer upgrade it. You have to buy a new one with the new operating system.
Right.
Where Windows doesn't make you buy, they just don't service your old operating systems.
That is correct.
But it's ridiculous. It is. So you're gonna have to go out and buy a new computer.
Well, yeah. Here's the problem. I'm still having problems with my expensive camera. When I put the video into Final Cut Pro, it flickers, and they have not been able to figure that out. So I called yesterday as a casual call to Apple, said, listen, I really don't want to have to be forced, number one, to go out and buy a new computer because I can't upgrade. But number two, if I did, I don't want to have to go out and buy a new camera because the camera, for some reason, is not working with Final Cut Pro. This guy, whoever he was just a joy. I was on the phone 2 hours. He tried every single possibility to see if we can get the flickering out, and we couldn't. So he said, this is what we're doing. He goes, Pat, hold on. Comes back, he said, I just checked with engineering. They are willing to take a look at your Eclipse, see what's going on, and see if they can help you. So he says, follow me. He said, I'm going to tell you what to do, because I did three clips and three different shutter speeds. And he took those clips and he sent them to engineering, gave me a case number, and within 3 to 5 days, I should hear from him to see what engineering is going to say about this problem. Because it really is twofold. I could go out and buy a new iMac, which is going to cost me, about $2,000. But then if I can't use my camera because of the software on iMac, I'm going to go out and buy a new camera and spend another $5,000? I don't think so. So I'm at a standstill, Marshall. At a complete standstill until I hear back from them.
And you know, I'm telling you, you know what they're going to say to you. You just know. I mean, they're going to tell you that there's nothing they can do. Right? That if you want to do that, you're going to have to do this. And it's just wrong. It really is.
You may be right. And he told me, he said he checked the list. And he said that, my camera is an XA10. And he said, they don't have XA10 on the list. They have XA10A and XA10E. He said, but do you have a letter on your camera following 10? I said, no. He said, well, then that could be it. It's not compatible. I said, hold on. The camera's 6 years old. I said, so for 5 years, we haven't had a problem. Now, all of a sudden, we're having a problem.
And they're going to say yes because you have updated your software in that time.
Yes,
that's right, and that's what they're going to say to you. They're going to say, well, it's changes in the software, and see Windows. If you have a problem, there's a little thing that pops up and says, run under, and it shows you the previous Windows program, and you can click on it like
I got you right.
Run under Windows 9, 8, 7.
Right.
You can do that. Sometimes it takes you 3.5 to 4 hours to find out you can do that, but you can do that.
Right, but whereas with Apple, you can't do that.
No.
There's a lot of people that I know that have old versions of Final Cut Pro, and, the computers are old, like even older than mine, and they refuse to upgrade. They're just using, what they have.
Jill has a Windows 98 computer.
Oh my God.
She has another computer, but she just continues to use that computer. And you know what? She's immune to any viruses or anything like that because nobody writes a virus to attack Windows 98 anymore.
That's interesting. Well, again, I don't mind using a computer that I can't upgrade as long as I could use it with my camera.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, Marshall. But that's it. I spent 2 hours yesterday on the phone with them, and I said, well, let's see what happens. Maybe something good will come of it. And folks, when I spend 2 hours on the phone with Apple, there's not much weather to worry about.
Well, I was going to say, but still, you would like not to have to spend 2 hours on the phone.
That's correct.
I mean, that's pretty simple. You would like not to have to spend 2 hours on the phone.
Yeah, but they their reps are excellent, and they really, really try to help. So that's one of the pluses.
But don't you hate it? And it probably didn't happen to you yesterday because you're dealing with a program. But I always hate it when you call one with an internet problem or a problem like that. And the first thing they say to you, you're like, you're some sort of idiot. Did you unplug it and plug it back in?
Yeah. That's like the first thing we always do, right?
Like you're the biggest idiot in the world. All right. Well, we'll look for winter to return in March. All right, Pat?
Well, I don't know when, but look forward to return.
All right, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye, my
take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.